sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Jacob Hornberger, and we're going to talk about the Military Commission Act and the other things that impact on our freedom. Now, Mr. Hornberger is with the Future Freedom Foundation, and certainly we're well acquainted with his work. Libertarians concerned about what is happening to our country, as you should be. I mean, if you look and see and follow the series of events, certainly in previous administrations and in this administration, you understand there really are people who want a dictatorship in America. In fact, this is well known. If you read book written by about Major General Smedley Butler, who was certainly one of the most highly decorated Marine generals back in the early 1930s, he was actually asked to lead a march on Washington, D.C. that was aimed at taking over, seizing control of the government, and establishing a dictatorship. If you've read the book, The New World Order by William Still, he will tell you that during the Nixon administration, there were people coming from the president when Nixon was under fire because of Vietnam, and they were inquiring if they could get enough support from the military to declare a dictatorship in this country. Well, of course, George Bush doesn't need to plot. He is the president, and he simply does this by executive order and by executive decree, and he controls the military. And he certainly has laid the foundation for a dictatorship. And if you were to read the presidential directives that came out on the 9th of May, of this year, and you need to get them, you need to pull them down, you need to read them, you need to understand that in the past, when they've asked for all power in Washington, D.C. for emergencies, at least it was a time limit or Congress could evaluate it, but not with these two new directives. One of them is a national security directive, I think it's 51, the other is Homeland Security 20 or vice versa. They give the president the ability, at his discretion, to declare a dictatorship. Now, a lot of people say, well, I trust George Bush. He talks to God, and he's a good man, and he wouldn't ever misuse his power. But remember, once that power is there, would you want Hillary to have that power? Or would you want Obama or Edwards or maybe Al Gore, who may very well throw his hat in the ring, to have that power over your life? Our founding fathers feared government. They realized, as John Locke had written so well, that government governs best, it governs the least. And since certainly the current administration has condoned torture, there's no question they've condoned torture, would you really want a government that condones torture? And that's not just of non-Americans. Padilla, who is an American citizen, stated he was tortured and kept in solitary confinement for 3 years without the right of habeas corpus because, well, he would not become a government snitch. He was asked to become an informant for the government. He refused to do it, and that's why they targeted him, just like they did Randy Weaver, and they killed Randy's wife and child because he wouldn't become a government informant. Well, do you really believe that if they can do that to Padilla, they couldn't do it to you? Do you trust a government that has consistently lied about Pat Tillman? Why did they lie about that, Pat Tillman? Why are they still holding back information on why this courageous young man who gave up a very profitable contract playing football to fight for his country, why he died? What are they concealing? They lied about Jessica Lynch. Do you believe that we can ever trust government? Our founding fathers didn't. But you don't want to hear me talk. Let's talk to Mr. Hornberger and get his concerns about the Military Commission Act and the other things that are going on. Thank you very much for being with us, and thank you for everything you do with the Future of Freedom Foundation. Mr. Hornberger? Mr. Hornberger, are you there? Well, I hope that Mr. Hornberger is there. I know he was there just a few minutes ago.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You go right ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, thank you very much for having me on your show again.
Yes,
and I think you perfectly summarized the problem facing this country, that there is absolutely no doubt that the Washington officials, led by President Bush, have made an enormous power grab, especially using 9/11 as their excuse, and that, unfortunately, with the complicity of Congress, many Americans have simply chosen to trade away our freedom for this pretense of security. And it's what our founding fathers have said. You trade away your freedom and for security, and you're going to get neither one, and you deserve neither one. And unfortunately, that's what's happened. They've traded away habeas corpus. They've given the power to the military to take any American into custody as an enemy combatant, torture him, even execute him if that's what they want to do. I mean, it's absolutely incredible what government has done. And, of course, they have produced the crisis with their foreign policy that has gone out and poked hornet's nests all over the world that they then have used as an excuse to take away our freedoms. I mean, it's classic big government action taking place.
I agree with you totally, and I share your concern. You want to talk a little bit about why we should be so concerned about the Military Commission Act. Maybe some of the details about that. And of course, the provisions of the John Warner Defense Appropriation Act, and maybe even this idea that they're paying Halliburton to stand by to be able to build large numbers of concentration camps. What's that all about?
Well, of course, whenever government gets under siege or crisis, they get very, very paranoid, and they start thinking that not only are some foreign enemies about to attack and conquer the United States, like they do with this jihadist Islamo-fascist threat, which is so ludicrous, they also start fearing their own citizens. They think that there's a communist under every bed or a terrorist behind every corner. That's the whole idea behind the spying, the monitoring of telephone calls, the monitoring of emails, putting government gendarmes within anti-war groups, the CIA keeping files on dissidents. I mean, governments get paranoid, and this government certainly is no exception. Now, the reason that the Military Commissions Act is such a horrible, horrible assault on the freedoms of the American people is twofold.
Well, that thought will be back in just a moment here. Jacob Hornberger.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Jacob Hornberger, we're talking about the Military Commission Act. We're talking about this, oh, we're all so fearful of, the Islamic militants. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, if we're really under attack by Islamic terrorists, why has the president consistently refused to seal our border? I mean, those Islamic terrorists must be just streaming across our border. It's open. They hate us. They want to kill us. So why haven't they sealed the border? Why haven't there been any other attacks? Doesn't mean there's not going to be another attack. It just means that if it's a real problem, and certainly we have not infiltrated almost every Islamic terrorist cell. When we had communism as a threat, literally every communist cell in America was infiltrated by the FBI. When we had the mafia as a threat, every branch of the mafia was infiltrated by the FBI, and still is. And they have people planted in the mafia telling them exactly what's going on. Certainly when we had the militia in America, every one of those militia cells was infiltrated by the FBI, and many of them were financed by the FBI. And the same thing with the Aryan Brotherhood and all of these organizations. In fact, even many of my good friends, Mike Rupert, who had a patriotic group, his whole staff was infiltrated by the FBI, who totally disrupted his operation, and eventually he was forced to flee the country. The same thing happened with Media Bypass. Same thing happened with Pat Patriciana. And I could go right down the list of conservative organizations, all infiltrated by the FBI and disrupted. They were patriotic organizations warning of the danger of what's going on. If you don't think that the FBI has agents every place, then you just start talking to people about, wanting to organize and overthrow the government, and you'll have somebody knocking on your door tomorrow. They're listening, they're monitoring, they can listen to your telephone calls to the NSA, they can monitor your cell phone, even if it's not on. They can listen to what you're saying with a little switch and more modern-day cell phones. They do this without warrant. They don't care about the laws. They're above the law. When was the last time you remember an FBI agent going to prison for violating our laws? Go ahead, Jacob.
Well, excellent point. In any type of government enlargement of power, fear is the coin of the realm. I mean, if they can keep people fearful, then they know that they have a better chance of getting the support of the people to take away their freedoms in terms of spying and monitoring, because the average person says, oh, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't care if the government's doing all these things. I don't care about the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment. I just want to be kept safe. And that's, of course, the way people lose their freedoms. And I think it's important that we go back to the root of the problem here, and that is U.S. foreign policy, that after the end of the Cold War, when the Berlin Wall fell, U.S. policy turned to start poking a bunch of hornet's nests, especially in the Middle East. They had the intervention in the Persian Gulf. They had the more than 10 years of sanctions, knowing that they were contributing to the deaths of hundreds of thousands of Iraqi children. They were stationing troops on Islamic holy land, sort of rubbing their noses in it. There was the unconditional military and civilian aid to the Israeli government, the no-fly zones. I mean, all this was just poking those hornet nests one after another. And even before 9/11, in the late 90s, you can see the articles on our website at fff.org, we were saying this is going to produce some blowback. There's going to be terrorist attacks on American soil. And now, we certainly didn't predict the 9/11, but we predicted you're going to see terrorist attacks. And so we weren't surprised when they finally came. We were surprised they took as long as they did, but you know, there were terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center in 93. There was the terrorist attacks on the embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. I mean, this is just, you know, the parcel of U.S. foreign policy. And so then they use those attacks, the terrorist attacks, to say, oh, well, now that you're scared, now that you're frightened, the terrorists are coming to get you, we're going to start doing all these things. And unfortunately, people don't go back and say, let's pull the weed out by its root and have a foreign policy based on non-intervention and so forth. And so what we're saying again today is, by keeping troops in Iraq, it's just a continuation of that same foreign policy. And that, yes, you should expect attacks on American soil. This is the way the enemy retaliates. And so it wouldn't surprise us again if we see it. But unfortunately, you know, our position is, if you're going to maintain this imperial foreign policy, then just accept that you're going to have a few people killed each year with terrorist counterstrikes. If you don't want that, then stop the foreign policy. But under no circumstances should you let the government use that as the excuse to take away our freedoms. That our freedom should be paramount above everything else. But unfortunately, that's not the way things work, Stan, as you know, is that people do get frightened, they do get scared, especially the men. They get very frightened. Their knees start quaking and they say, take away my freedoms. And that's the real travesty on this Military Commissions Act, is that that was the deprivation of freedom right there, the crucial thing. It went far beyond the Patriot Act and the rest of the executive orders that Bush has been entering.
Yeah, I wonder why the testosterone level, this is true, the testosterone level of the average American has been cut in half. It's fallen dramatically over the last 20 years. I wonder why. I mean, could this be because the testosterone gives men the ability to stand and be courageous? And why, as a society, do we find so many of our men sexually impotent? Could it be that somebody's poisoning us? I mean, why is nobody concerned about the things that Jacob is concerned about? Let me play the devil's advocate. President Bush says, look, if we don't fight them on the streets of Baghdad, we're going to be fighting them on the streets of New York. And so that's why we have to stay in Baghdad, so they don't come over here to get us.
Well,
how do you respond to that?
Well, first of all, I on your first question, it's an interesting question. I think my thesis is the bigger your government, the weaker your people. And the more powerful your government, the weaker the people. I don't think it's a coincidence that we have the most powerful government in history and the most frightened people in the world today. I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence. I think that's why America was such a strong nation throughout the 19th century. You had a very weak government with no welfare, no social security, no drug laws, none of this welfareism. And the 19th century American was among the hardiest, strongest, independent, self-reliant people you'd ever find in history. So I think that's an explanation for the first one. Now, this second thing about, oh, they'll follow us over here, is such nonsense. First of all, it is because the United States is in Iraq, in the Middle East, that people have the anger and the hatred. I mean, that occupation and that invasion has killed somewhere in the neighborhood of 600,000 Iraqis. That tends to get family members and friends very angry. And so what Bush is trying to do is justify his own intervention in the Middle East by raising people's fears. Oh, they're going to come and follow us. Now think about this. If there was really this Islamic army with ships and airplanes that could cross the ocean, supply lines and so forth, why would they need to go to Iraq to attack the military forces there? Why not just circumvent Iraq and come directly to the United States while the U.S. Army is sitting in Iraq? I mean, it's just such a ridiculous analogy. Hitler could not even cross the English Channel to invade Great Britain. There is no possibility, none, that any foreign army can invade, attack, conquer and occupy the United States. All of this is just justification to continue a bankrupt foreign policy that's been going on for decades.
And of course, in the process, we're destroying our own army. We're destroying our own soldiers. In fact, even some of our generals have said our army is broken. I mean, we're sending over you know, boys for a third or fourth term, you know, over there. We didn't do that in Vietnam. You were there one rotation, and then you could come home. But now we're sending, and many of these boys are National Guard. They didn't volunteer to fight overseas. They're here to defend our nation. And when we have wildfires here or catastrophes here or Katrina in New Orleans, we didn't have National Guard to look after our own people. They were all over there fighting for democracy in Iraq. And where is the outcry, though, from the American people? And now that we've got the Democrats in power, they've actually given Bush a green light to attack Iran. That's what really bothers me, is that, you know, they voted 97-0 in the Senate within the last 2 weeks, a resolution of Senator Lieberman to condemn Iran for complicity in the attacks and supplying weapons that were killing Americans over in Iraq. That sounds to me like a green light to go to war with Iran.
Yeah, it's like another Gulf of Tonkin resolution or something like that. I mean, let's face it, this is a cowardly Congress. They're just as cowardly as when they delegated unconstitutionally their power to declare war to the president that allowed the president to go to a war with Iraq without a congressional declaration of war. And they've essentially done the same thing with respect to Iran, as you have pointed out. If they wanted to cut off funding for this Iraq occupation, they could do it. They have the power of the purse. Now, I'm not convinced that the president would go along with it. I think you might see some more exercise of dictatorial power. But certainly, if the Congress wanted to stop it, they could. And all you see is posturing, maneuvering. If the president does attack Iran, I think you're going to see a real, much bigger mess than what we see right now. And as you point out, it is destroying the military and the military-industrial complex, which is a really fascinating component to this, because the president obviously just wants to let things to last till he gets out of office. He wants his legacy. He does not want to go down as the president who started a war against a country that had never attacked the United States, and then, as he puts it, cut and run before his term is out and before they've established order there. And so, but the irony is that as conservatives and neoconservatives who have long supported this invasion and occupation are realizing, the longer they stay in this occupation, the more the military and the military-industrial complex are cracking at the seams, not to mention the out-of-control federal spending. I mean, I'm sure you know what's been happening to the dollar lately. I mean, it's an all-time low compared to the international currencies. And so, you know, the conservatives used to say the way we brought down the Soviet Union is by making the Soviet government spend its way into bankruptcy. Well, that's exactly what they're doing now to the United States. And so they're put in a very awkward position. Should they support the president until he gets out of office with his occupation, or will he actually take the Republican Party down and possibly the country down with what's been going on? It's a fascinating fight that's brewing between now and Election Day.
Well, it's tragic, you know, because as we approach the election and we find that literally every Republican candidate but one supports the war, and even though the Democrats claim they don't support the war, they've gotten right along with it and have refused to get off the money. It's little wonder that Cindy Sheehan, who, you know, perhaps she's a little overdramatic, but maybe she feels the way a lot of Americans ought to feel. And she finally said, you know, here I've been working my heart out, got the Democrats elected, and they're not going to do anything either. And she just packed up her little place down there, a little property she had bought next to George Bush's ranch, and went home because she felt the Democrats had betrayed her, and they did. We don't have much of a choice coming up in next year from November, do we?
No, there's no choice at all except for Ron Paul. I mean, he's the only one that has consistently said, get out of Iraq and stop this philosophy of foreign intervention. I mean, at least he has a philosophical framework from which he's operating. All the rest of these people, it's ad hoc. Let me say this, that if Iraq had, quote, been a success, if they had killed a few hundred thousand and established order and stability and gotten a pro-U.S. puppet in like they did with the Shah of Iran, nobody among the Democrats or Republicans would be complaining at this point, except for Ron Paul, of course. Because they don't measure things in terms of morality. They cannot conceive of why it was morally wrong to go and kill these hundreds of thousands of people when it was none of the U.S. government's business. I mean, the U.S. government acts as a self-appointed interloper invader, and under what authority?
We'll be back in just a moment with Jacob Hornberger, Future of Freedom Foundation. Accept your calls here, 970-689-8255.
Destiny Lending. Angela, how does a first-time home buyer get started?
Get your financing first. Avoid disappointment and surprises. Know how much house you can buy before you even go shopping. With down payment assistance programs of up to $20,000, now is the time to buy a home.
So call Angela Smith of Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. You should call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll-free, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and I certainly, our guest this morning, Jacob Hornberger. Jacob, I'd like you to get your telephone number out so people would know how they can reach you and your organization.
Absolutely. Well, our website is fff.org, and our telephone number is 703-934-6101. And I should mention...
Yeah, you have to give the telephone number twice.
Yeah,
people 703... People never can remember it.
703-934-6101.
FFF is Future of Freedom Foundation. So
right.
FFF.org?
Right.
Okay. Go ahead.
And well, we had this enormous conference, a spectacular conference entitled Restoring the Republic, Foreign Policy and Civil Liberties that took place in June, where we had 24 of the top speakers in the country on taking the position that you and I have talked about today on foreign policy and civil liberties. We had liberals, conservatives, and libertarians. And all those speeches were recorded, and they were among the finest I've ever heard, and the feedback we're getting in our surveys from from people who attended said this is the greatest conference they've ever attended. We are now starting to put those speeches online. We're going to have them available by DVD and CD. So people that go to our website, again, is fff.org, they can start accessing those speeches. We already have Ron Paul's and Andrew Napolitano's speeches, and they're at YouTube. That's where they can be found. And those two speeches were just spectacular speeches. We just put on James Bovard's speech last week. So we invite people to take a look at these speeches. This is the definite pro-freedom, pro-limited government, non-interventionist paradigm for foreign policy and civil liberties. And we invite people to go and see those speeches for free or buy the CDs and DVDs.
Well, I think it's important what you're doing is getting this information out. People have to understand that certainly there is no way that we can continue our imperial policy, and the people, you know, most people don't understand that America is an empire. It is because there's a small group of people who've been around for 100 years who have a different agenda. I'm in the process of rereading a book that was written by Woodrow Wilson in 1913, where he talks about how we have the worst government in the world. It's controlled by a small group of people, and they really don't care what the people want. They have their agenda. It's been around for 100 years. Nothing has changed. They want a world government, and they're quite willing to destroy our nation if they have to, because, of course, they have a much higher goal, and they're doing a great job. They're destroying our military. They're destroying the value of our currency. They're destroying the health of our people. They're destroying our reputation throughout the world, and certainly, what is taking place is that hatred for America is growing. And can you understand why the people of Iraq might resent what we've done? I mean, they're smart people over there. They know that we could not have done such a poor job unintentionally. We want to give it to Saddam Hussein. You win, you give it to Saddam Hussein, and you leave and let the people work it out on their own. We have never given them that chance. We try to install a puppet government. We're trying to get their oil. We're intent upon using their country as a base for attacking Iran. And what madness is that? You know, it's just, if we get into a war with Iran, why, everything in America could change. Are you concerned about this, this possibility of an attack on Iran and the implications of it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, not only just in terms of what's going to happen worldwide with terrorism, because there's going to be a lot of angry Muslims as a result of such an attack, because you know darn well there's going to be families killed with those bombs and stuff, same as we've seen in Iraq. But, you know, even those guys in Iraq, the soldiers, I think they're going to find themselves in a whole different position. That William Lynn, the columnist, has written about this, is that you may have two adjoining nations there of aroused Muslims that very well may not be very friendly to the troops over there. And so that you've got 150,000 troops that may find themselves surrounded by millions of angry and outraged Muslims. It would be a very, very bad situation. You'd be going from the frying pan into the fire. But I think that, you know, this ultimately is a challenge for the American people, Stan. I mean, we're facing difficult times. There's no question about it. But, we're sort of like physicians. Once we diagnose the problem, I mean, at least that provides some hope, because then there's a prescription that we can arrive at. And I share exactly what you're saying, that the problem is this imperial foreign policy. And it's just come to a head. The U.S. has been engaged in this primarily through the CIA, but also through the military for decades. I mean, our government went in there with the CIA in Iran in 1953 and ousted a democratically elected prime minister, installed their puppet and his secret police force that tortured the Iraqi people and the Iranian people for decades. And, well, Americans don't know about all this. And so when the Iranians figure it out and they have their revolution in 79, you have this enormous blowback, the average American just buys into this government statement of, oh, they hate us for our freedom and values, when actually they hated us because of what the CIA had done to their political system.
Sure.
And I think once Americans start figuring that out and they say, hey, wait, that's not what America was founded on. I mean, John Adams said, we don't go abroad in search of monsters to destroy. We build a free society here as a model for the world. Then I think we've got some hope. And that's what we're shooting here at the Future of Freedom Foundation. We're shooting for a free society based on the principles on which our nation was founded. And stop this policy of intervention. Dismantle this empire and return to the principles of a republic, a limited government republic on which our nation was founded. That's the key to this whole thing.
And, of course, getting back to the Constitution, which is, if we got back to the Constitution, as Ron Paul advocates, why government... we would not be providing for our education, would not be providing for our health care, would not be providing for every aspect of our lives, and would be a free people again. But it's Ron Paul's point. I mean, we've got to get back to the Constitution. And we also have to, and I thought his one answer at one of the debates, I think it was the first debate about what's the major moral issue of our time, and he said the definition of a just war. And how the Christian churches of this country can say that we're involved in a just war and the Christian churches of this country support what's going on is beyond my comprehension.
I haven't been able to fathom it, Stan. I'll be real honest with you. I mean, I go to church sometimes, and I'm just flabbergasted at how the ministers, the priests, and have supported this. I mean, I just don't see how they can reconcile it. All the death and destruction. I mean, you know, nobody likes dictatorships and tyrannies, but sometimes you're better off leaving it for the people of that country to decide on whether to revolt or not, because revolutions always entail death and destruction. I mean, you know, the Soviet Union maintained its occupation over Eastern Europe for some 45 years. Would those people have been better off if we'd have gone in with bombs and missiles and invasions? I don't think so. That decision properly lay with the people of Czechoslovakia and Poland to decide whether to revolt. And it may have taken a long time to throw off those shackles, but they ultimately did it, and they did it peacefully. That was their right to make that call.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. Our guest, Mr. Jacob Hornberger of the Future of Freedom Foundation. And there, certainly back on the East Coast, Jason, Washington, D.C., trying to get the word out, you know, that we have got to get out of the Middle East. We've got to get back to our constitutional system. We have to limit the power of government so that people can be free. And remember that concept, liberty and limited government are synonymous. Tyranny and total government are synonymous. Which direction are we headed? Towards limited government or total government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave? Isn't that wonderful? You're going to get all that free money, but at what cost? Well, Jacob, are we making any progress? Do you think the American people have forgotten what freedom is about, have forgotten the importance of limiting the power of government if they hope to be free?
I think they have. There's no question about it. I mean, people now define freedom as the freedom of the government to take care of them and protect them from all these bad people. When in fact, our ancestors, our American ancestors, believed freedom was being able to live your life the way you wanted to, as long as you weren't out inflicting violence on somebody with murder and so forth. I mean, imagine this. I'm really glad you brought up the domestic side of this thing, because you take, for example, let's say 1880 America. No Social Security, welfare, income tax, Federal Reserve System, gun control, drug laws. That's what people then felt was freedom. That was freedom. To be able to keep everything you earned, you decide what to do with it. That's, they felt charity was making the choice voluntarily to help out another person. Now you got this enormous welfare state that's come into existence with Roosevelt and Johnson and all the Democrats and Republicans in between. I mean, I'm really hoping that out of all of this mess, Stan, that Americans not only reevaluate what's happened in foreign policy, but they reevaluate what's happened here at home. And I'm glad you raised that, because liberty is indivisible. And I think that the plight of the American people is maybe summed up in the words of the German thinker Johann Goethe, who said, "None are more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they are free." And if Americans start to figure out that what this monstrosity they've allowed to come into existence in Washington does not mean freedom, it means the exact opposite, then I think we may just be lucky enough to live in a time where there's this great awakening and people restore the values on which this country was founded. And as you point out, those values are found in the Constitution, they're found in the Declaration of Independence, and it would be a very exciting time if we were to see that happening.
Well, I think we're moving in really into a period of chaos and crisis. I honestly believe we're going to see the destruction of the foundation of our economic system. Out of this crisis will come one of two things, either a more oppressive dictatorship or a resurgence of freedom. But I believe that exciting things are ahead of us, and we're talking about within the next year or two, not at some distant time in the future. Because, of course, there's no way we can ever pay off all the money that we owe, all the money we promised. The baby boomers start retiring first of next year, and 3 years after that, they become eligible for Medicare. And ladies and gentlemen, there's no money there. It's all been spent. They've lied to us. They're lying to us about everything, and there is no way we can pay off our debts, and they're going to have to precipitate a crisis and destroy, you know, the value of our currency and destroy their obligations to inflation. That's how you do it. And people in other countries will tell you this is happening. That's why the value of the dollar is falling. And with that will come an opportunity. But if we don't have the people understanding what's going on, then they'll look to the government for a solution rather than to themselves. Have you thought of that as a possibility?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any question. I mean, I think my own hunch is that we're heading into a perfect storm here of government crises. I mean, everything you look is in crisis. The drug war is in crisis. Social Security is in crisis. Iraq's in crisis. The dollar's in crisis. Immigration's in crisis. Terrorism's in crisis. We may be looking at a perfect storm of government crises, and I think you phrased it very well. Is it all of a sudden we've got a choice? Do we look for the man on the white horse, the dictator that's going to establish order out of this chaos? Or do we instead say government is the problem here, it is not the solution, and we've got to restore the principles of this country that it was founded on in order to get things back on track? And I think that's the monumental battle that's forming on the horizon. Those of us that are saying, let's get this country back on the right track, and those that are saying, oh no, let's just keep moving toward bigger and bigger, more powerful government. That's the crucial issue ahead, and that's of course what we're addressing here at the Future of Freedom Foundation. We're saying, hey, there's a solution to this. This is what it is.
Amen. Well, it should be very obvious that, I mean, we had at one time the greatest form of government in all recorded history, because it was the first time where people acknowledged that freedom came from God and the power of government was restricted over the lives of the people. How soon we forget. And of course, what we have to do is rekindle that flickering flame of freedom, that it, hopefully it is not extinguished, at least on our watch. Well, Jacob, do you have a parting thought for our listeners before we let you go?
No, I think that as you've pointed out, that out of crisis comes opportunity, and this is our opportunity as Americans to take up the challenge and say, okay, things are bad, but by golly, we can lead the world once again to a free society, and we do that by example. And again, I invite your listeners to come to our website, fff.org, watch for the videotapes we're going to be posting, subscribe to our email update, which is free. We've also got a monthly journal. It's $25 a month. So we're fighting hard, and we're doing it through educational means, and I think that's ultimately where it's going to happen, is through the process of education.
Amen to that. Well, God bless you for everything you're doing, and I would like to get you back onto some of our other programs. I think your message is important, and we just hope that people will listen to it and begin to learn, be willing to commit themselves in this truly epic struggle, for the survival of Western civilization, and I believe for the souls of men as well. Anyway, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you, Stan.
We'll look forward to having you on again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
CNC Coins in Longmont, we buy and sell rare and collectible coins, gold, silver, and palladium bullion. We stock coin supplies and White's metal detectors. CNC Coin also has quality new and used firearms and shooting supplies for defense, cowboy shooting, and hunting. Special orders and transfers are always welcome. For fair prices on coins, bullion, metal detectors, and firearms, check out CNC Coins at 381 Main in Longmont, 303-774-9661. CNC Coins, Longmont.
Back here at the American Music Network, our guest today is Nathan Hornberger. I hope you enjoyed our talk. How do you understand what's going on today? Well, there has been a force in place for well over 100 years, a small group of men who've controlled both political parties. If you doubt that, give us a call. We'll send you the pages out of a book that Woodrow Wilson wrote back in 1913, telling us about this small group of men who controlled our government. And as he said, we have the worst government in the world because our votes don't count. 1913, he wrote this. Understand, this is true and nothing has changed. What has changed is our understanding of who this is and what they're up to. It is only when you begin to understand there is a spiritual force behind these men that has allowed this group generation to generation to exist and to work towards their ultimate goal. The New World Order, the New World Religion, which will be brought about by the New Atlantis, the United States. That's why you need to get the DVD, The Atlantis Connection, the talk given by Chris Pinto at our last conference. That's the Atlantis Connection. You need to get the DVDs that Chris has put out, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning and Riddles in Stone. And, of course, this is the secret history of America's, of the architecture of our nation's capital. Because the secret society set out to utilize this country, hundreds of years ago, the long-range plan was that America was to lead the world into the New World Order. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Listen to my talk, Forbidden Secret. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. What people do not understand, and which even many of our well-informed and well-educated conservative leaders, is we finance communism from its inception. If you've not read my March, April, and May newsletters, they're up on the Internet. That's March, April, and May newsletters, going into how we finance communism, and we're still financing communism throughout the world today, creating an enemy so we can rally the people behind government and justify our massive military expenditures. Go to Radio Liberty and get the March, April, May, and June newsletters. What you really need, of course, is to, if you want to get them in pamphlet form and pass them out, we'll provide them for you very economically, either the three or the four newsletters. Certainly the latest newsletter, June newsletter, is just waiting to be printed today. So you need to have the information. You need to understand everything is an illusion. The battle with communism, the enemy, my goodness, we financed it both here and in Russia. And if you doubt we financed it here, you need to read the book Foundations, Their Power and Their Influence. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage at RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our radio programs archived there. That's their archived Radio Liberty programs. You can read our newsletters. You can watch our videos. We hope many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family and help us. If you need help understanding what's going on financially, my talk, Financial Tsunami. If you haven't laid in your food supplies yet for the coming crisis, give us a call. We'll send you a free catalog. Pray for America. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Until tomorrow, May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. Johnstown, Denver.
Says it'll take some time for Iraqi security forces to become self-sufficient. More from correspondent Sagar Magani.
Marine Major General Walter Gaskin says the Iraqi army essentially started from nothing.
You cannot buy, nor can you fast forward experience.
Gaskin tells reporters here at the Pentagon from Iraq the time frame is not a short one for getting the forces to a level where they can be on their own.
I believe it's another couple of years.